listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. It's about time for your miracle. Time for your miracle. Guess what? I tell you, you'll be cutting it close, but your miracle is still right there. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. By the way, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial on this Monday morning. Praise our God. July. This is July, and it's time for your miracle. I don't care what you're going through, what it looks like, or what you're facing with. God is still in control. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fret. Because God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? I want to thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast again. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We want to thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. We want to thank God for our church mother. Thank God for all of you, praise God, who has tuned into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. Thank God for all the prophets and elders and evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Thank God for you all. And I want you to know God is still on the throne. He is still on the throne. I don't care, again, what it looks like, what you're facing with. God is still on the throne. We want to say again, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. To you today. Amen. Because it's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, we come to praise him. You come to glorify him, magnify him, and lift him up and exalt his name. Praise God. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that we could come into each other. Eyesight by way of face audience, by the way of Facebook, Father, and we can come into the ear gates of your people by the radio station. God has made it possible. We thank you for touching each and every one right now. Where they at, they may be on the highway, Father. They may be sitting down in their homes, oh God, doing things, and got the radio broadcast coming throughout the home. We thank you now, God, that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, or nothing broken, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we want to thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Amen. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it seems like, no matter what the enemy is saying, it's time for your miracle right now. Right now. Right now, miracle. Praise our God. And we want to thank all of you from praying for those that are in bereavement hour right now, going through bereavement hour. Thank you for praying for the Graham family. Praise our God. And Pastor Montgomery, New Hope Word of Life, we thank you all for praying for their church family as they went through the grieving of one of the members, Sister Gloria Graham. We pray for them, pray for their families right now, that God would strengthen them up and take them through. Also, we want to thank you for praying for, hallelujah, Charlie and his family. Amen. From out of Melbourne, Sister Dawana, side of her family. Amen. We want to send out our condolences and continue to pray for them, that God, Stewart family. Yes, the Stewart family. We want to continue to pray for the Stewart family, that God will see them through and God will bring them out. Amen. Hallelujah. And now we need you to continue to pray for the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. Amen. I want you to continue to pray for them. Pray for the Dessou family. We spoke with Minister Tim Dembaugh. Everybody know him. This is uncle. And we want to be praying for his family, Minister Tim Dembaugh. He's a well-known and he plays for everybody that he can help, and he plays for his church, and he's right there for everybody. So we need to throw our arms around Brother Tim right now, because he's yet going through. He just funeralized his cousin, which was his cousin. Now his cousin's father's passed, and we want to be praying for Brother Tim and his family, the Zoo family, that God would see them through. And the Britt family, want to pray for the Britt family, Sister Willie Mae Britt, and the passing of her husband. Praise our God. Amen. That, you know, God will strengthen these families up as they go through the bereavement hours. Like I said, you may know someone I don't know. Let's continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for them that God will see them through at this difficult time that they're going through. Let somebody know that we are on the air. Tag and share, and let's invite somebody and let them know that we are now on the air this morning. Amen. And we want you to come on and be with us on this air for a few minutes, and come on and magnify and exalt and lift the name of Jesus up. We invite you, come on, to do it with us. Let everything that have breath, he said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So we want to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to be encouraged. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. Come on, because God is still who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But we must hold fast to our faith. We must know that he can. We must believe that he will. Come on, because God is still able to do it again and again and again. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You know, a lot of, and thank you all. I got good news. Good news, God is still in the miracle healing business. Oh, and we have been praying for Pastor George Jones. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been praying for her because the enemy had tried to attack her body, and she was in intensive care. Amen. Hallelujah. But guess what? God brought her out, and I got the chance to speak to her over the phone briefly a couple of weeks ago. And just yesterday, we were out of church, and I get a FaceTime call. And who is setting up, talking? Amen. It's Pastor George Jones. Amen. I want to thank God. Thank you all for your prayers. Everybody that know Bishop Jones and Pastor George Jones used to out right there in Cocoa. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God has brought her through this. God has brought her through this. And we give God blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. That's it. Blessed assurance. God, that's the name of their church. God has brought her through, brought her out. Now we have to be praying for Bishop Jones. Amen. And the passing of his mother while he's down here seeing about his wife. His mother went on home. She's gone on home. Praise our God. At 100 years old. So let's be praying for Bishop Jones, that God give him the strength on both ends now. Amen. That God would strengthen him up. Amen. In the Jones family. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. All right. We trust and pray that you had a good weekend. Praise our God. Good morning to you, Evangelist. God bless you, Evangelist Morrow. God bless you. Bless your heart. Amen. Thank God for you. Listen, we pray that you had a joyous weekend. And we pray that all your needs was met this weekend. Amen. And we pray that you got into a powerful service. Amen. And it got a word to take you throughout the week. Praise our God. God is so good to us. And we want to thank God for you again. All right. Today, I want to continue somewhat on the lines of what we left off on Friday. Amen. To let you know that, we are still in a race, and we still got to stay focused. We still got to stay, you know, alert. We still got to stay alert. Amen. Because I'm telling you, the way this is set up, we don't even know. The enemy is trying to tell us we ain't going to win. But again, there it goes. You know, if we keep our mind stayed on Jesus while we are yet going through the circumstances or through the situation, if we don't be so focused on, I'm not saying don't, deny that it's there. We can't deny that it's there. It's there. But the thing is, we're not so focused on the situation. we'll focus on what the word say while we're yet in the situation. Because, okay, we're all simple thing. We're going to just do it like this. Amen. Because we all know this. We all know this. Praise our God. If we don't know it, we're going to get a chance to know it. For those of you that say, well, I'm not acquainted with what you're saying. It's just as simple as this right here. David said in his word, everybody know this. We learned this. We learned this. The 23rd Psalms. I'm just going to show you something here. The 23rd Psalms says something like this. Let me get it and read this in your hearing. We can recite this by heart. See, there are some things we're going to have to walk through. David said this. We in the race, but we just going to have to walk through this. David said what? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay? He's your shepherd. And what a shepherd does, he tends to the flock. What a shepherd does, come on, he leads the flock. What a shepherd does, he watches over the flock to make sure that the flock is in the path where he's supposed to be, where they're supposed to be. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall. That's why you got to stay in the race. He said, and I shall not want. You is no like in God. There's no like in him. Because why? He is the shepherd. And the shepherd, again, guard the sheep. A shepherd, again, tends to the sheep. A shepherd, again, make ways for the sheep. Come on. He said, I shall not want. Okay? Then he maketh me to what? Lie down in what? Green pastures. He don't lead you. God is not going to lead you nowhere where he will not provide for you, where he will not guide for you, where he will not see you flourish. He said, he lead me. How he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, come on, beside the still waters. Now, this is why we must stay in the race, because there are things that are going to occur. There are things that are going to come our way. But we must do what? Hold fast to our confession and believe what we are saying through the word of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. God bless you, Dr. David. God bless you, Willie David. God bless you. And I'm saying, this is what he says now. He leads me beside still waters. Again, oh, my God, God bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah, cousin Mary Beck. God bless you. Thank God for you. Tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. He lead me. He leadeth me. Now, a lot of people don't want to be led. They want to be led by their own situation or their own circumstances. So this is why it's very important to we must stay in the race. Come on. We must look unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. He's the author. He started it. Come on. He's the author. He orchestrated it. Come on. Everything we're going through, he orchestrated it. Come on. Come on. Well, come on. You would say, oh, I don't believe that. Everything. He orchestrated it. He organized it. So this is why we got to stay in the race. Stay focused in the race that we're in. Stop looking at these things that's coming to distract you, to pull you from God. Because guess what? Again, we said the Lord is my shepherd. Again, I shall not want. He maketh me do what? To lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He's going to lead you beside the still waters. Even though it looked like it's chaos, God has what? Made a way. God, what? Is the way. God, what? He is who he say he is. According, that's why we have to stay in this race. He said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Okay, then he say, he does what? He restores my soul. Because guess what? After all this stuff, while we're in the race and it's been thrown at us, the enemy think we're going to be worn down. He think we're going to be worn out. Come on, because he said he come to wear out the saints, but he can't not do it because he said what? He restoreth my soul. So what he does is he replenish us, oh my God, through his word. He replenish us through his word after we have gone through all of that. This is why we have no other choice but to stay in this race. You better tell somebody, stay in the race. Come on, stay in the race. We're in a race and we must do what? Finish. No matter what is thrown at us, no matter what the enemy is trying to bring up against us, come on, For the race is not given to the swift, neither the strong, but who? Them that do it, to the one that endureth and hold out, stay in the race. Because guess what? He restores my soul. He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. Then he said, he leadeth me. Come on. In the path of righteousness. Come on. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. God is not going to lead you nowhere to assassinate you. Oh, that was good right there. Because that was good right there. Oh, my God. Dr. Mar, that was good. Evangelist Mar, that was good right there. He's not going to lead you into a place to assassinate you, to take you through this and leave you there and let you die. Come on. That's why we must stay in this race. We must continue to do what? Believe God. Trust God with everything in us. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Okay, here we go. He said, yea, do I walk. I'm going to take my time with this. Yea, do I walk. Walk through. See, everybody want to run through it, but you got to walk through this process that God is allowing to happen to you. Come on. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which come to what? Try you as though some strange things have happened unto you. Come on. See, God has orchestrated this. God has designed this. Come on. Praise our God. Let me go back and get a patriarch. Let me go back and get a witness. Job, remember when the Bible said there was a day that the sons of God came to present themselves unto God and Satan showed up also? Okay, remember the conversation that they had? Hallelujah. And God orchestrated it. He said, have thou considered my servant Job a perfect and an upright man, skewer evil? Hallelujah. Fear God. Come on. And Satan said, I have considered him, but I can't touch him. Come on. We're in a race. So all this stuff that is thrown at us or coming against us, praise God, it can't do nothing to us. Why? Because God has orchestrated it. He has designed it. He's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you out. You must stay focused while you're in the race. Don't look at what you're going through. Yes, again, we can't deny that it's not there. It's there. This is facts. It's there. But this is the facts of what I know. I know what he said. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know what he said. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I know what he said in this race. I know what the word said. Come on. We got to apply the word and stop applying this situation so much. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't magnify. Don't lift that situation up like that. Because what it's designed to do is to take you out the race and take your focus off of what God is saying. Because guess what? The Bible said he must first do what? Come in and bind the strong man. And then when he bind the strong man, he could do what? Come in, spoil, and take all his goods. But we got to stay in the race. We got to stay focused. Okay? He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through. Yea, do I walk through. Oh, my God. Apostle Baker, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. It seems like death. It seems like it's going to overthrow me. It seems like it's going to overtake me. But I'm walking through it. You got to tell somebody. You got to walk through this. You can't walk around it. Come on. You can't hop over it. Skip over it. Come on. You can't jump over it. You got, there are some things that is designed that we must just walk through. We must just walk through it. Why? Because we are walking by faith, not by sight. Come on, we're in this race, and we can't look at it. But like what they're trying to say, things are going to occur. But guess what? He orchestrated it. He designed it. If he didn't orchestrate it and design it, we wouldn't go through it. Come on. Hallelujah. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadows of death. I will fear no evil. Because why? Thou art with me. He's with you today. In every circumstance, every situation that you're in, God is with you. Come on, somebody. And he's going to bring you through it. Stay focused. Stay in the race. Come on, he's going to bring me through it. He's going to bring me through it. If he's able to bring me to it, he's able to bring me through it. Come on, he'll bring you out. Truth, truth. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. Come on. Thou art he's with me. He's going to bring me through it because he's with me. The reason why I'm making it, because he's with me. The reason why my mind is staying on him, because he's with me. Come on. Come on. You could. Let's look at this. You could be with somebody in the natural, and then in your mind, you ain't with them. Uh-oh. I'm finna go somewhere. Again, you could, in the natural, you could be looking at somebody or with somebody. Come on. But in your mind, you're not with them. You're not there. Your body is there, but your mind is not there. So you might as well not be there completely, because you're not going to give them that attention that they need, or whatever the case may be. You're not going to give them that attention because your mind has detached from your body, from the situation where you at. Oh, that's good right there. So what has happened? So what is happening? He said, "Thou art with me, but are you with him?" What we have come detached because we are yet going through this thing in our minds, in our bodies, in whatever the case may be. So we detach ourselves from God and we try to make it through it without him. Yea, do I walk through the valley? Apostle, you teach it real good. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's with me. He's with me. Come on, y'all. He's with you today. Come on. Hallelujah. Yea, do I walk. I have to read this again. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Hallelujah. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. You can't fear no evil when you're in this race. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You're with me. Come on. He's with you today. He's with you. This is a key point for somebody. You're going through it. I'm with you. I'm with you. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou prepares. Come on. Thou. He is who he say he is. He is going to do what he say he's going to do. God help us. Thou restores. He restores us. He comfort us. He lead us. He guide us. Come on. He is all sufficient. He's there with us. He's there with you in the midst of what you in. Praise our God. Thou is my rod and my staff. He comfort you. He comfort you. That's his rod, and that are my rod, and that's my staff. And he comfort you. Come on. He's giving you everything you need in the midst of going through while you in this race. He's giving you everything. I mean everything you need. Thou is my rod and my staff. He said, and thou comfort me. Thou prepares a table. Listen now. This is why you can't faint. This is why you can't give up. He said, thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Your enemies want to see you fall. Your enemies want to see you not come through this. Your enemies want to see you to get out the race. Your enemies, come on, want to make mockery of your God that you said is bringing you through, bringing you out. Your enemies, but God said, he said, I will prepare a table. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Come on. Your enemies are going to see your outcome. Your enemy is going to see you rise up. Your enemies are going to see it. When you say prepare the table, again, he's the orchestrator. Again, he's the designer. Again, he has orchestrated this, that you must go through this. He has orchestrated this, that you must stay in the race. Come on, because your enemies are looking again for you to fall. Your enemies, again, are looking for you to. There's not an enemy, come on here, that desire. Satan is your enemy. Come on. But what, oh my God, I'm reminded what Jesus said to Simon. He said, Simon, Simon, which is Peter, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. Come on. Why? Because Satan desired to sift you and have you as wheat. But I pray for you, come on, that your faith fail you not. This is why I'm saying we must stay in the race. We have all things thrown at us. We have everything. Nobody's exempt. Nobody's exempt. Just because we're carrying this gospel, because we're in the things of God, we're not exempt from this. But guess what? We got somebody to help us with this. Trouble on every side. Trouble on everything. The word of God tells us, man that is born of a woman, well, there are a few days, but they're full of trouble. Come on. But we must stay focused in the race. Because guess what? He's with us, according to David right here in the 23rd Psalm. God's my comfort. He comfort me. Hallelujah. Come on, I got to get back. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, my God. In the presence of my enemy. So my enemy think I'm going to fall. My enemy think I'm going to faint. My enemies think I'm not going to make it. My enemy's out to destroy me. But he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Now, what he does is after that, he anointed my head. Oh, my God. He anointed my head. Come on, my head with oil. Oh, come on, somebody need the oil today. Somebody need the oil. They need to be anointed with the oil. Come on. He said, thou anointest my head with oil and my cup. Come on, you go tell me when you in this race. He's refreshing you. He's restoring you. He's refreshing you. He's restoring you. I'm going to say it again. I know I don't say it two times. It's the third time. He's refreshing you and he's restoring you. My time is getting close here. I got to get it. He said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Now, guess what? 1 minute left, and I got to put all this in 1 minute. Surely, goodness and mercy shall do what? Follow me. It shall follow you. Show and tell. It shall follow you. Let your enemies see that what you throwed at me, you thought you had me. Let your enemies see. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Come on here. All the days of my life. And I will dwell, I'm going to stay right there, in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Just in case you say, well, Apostle, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I want to receive this, what you're talking about. And you're not born again. Hallelujah. The word of God says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And that's just as simple as that. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Get in the Bible-based teaching church and stay there. Grow and go. Stay in the race. My time is coming gone for the day. Stay in the race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen, until Friday, same time, same station, 1510 on your AM dial. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.